Resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, into the top of the third we go here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, and the Rafters still hold a lead. It's 6-4 entering the third, and the Rafters were not quite able to hold the Rivets back. The Rivets have scored two runs in each inning. However, the Rafters still feeling pretty good as the ball is grounded over towards the right side of the infield and batted down by the second baseman, but he's not able to keep it in his glove. So an infield single for Pat Costin as he's aboard to start off the third inning. A few infield singles already in this game as, well, it's been a weird one so far, but an offensive barrage as the Rafters lead 6-4, top of the third inning. The Rafters scored three runs in the top of the first, and it was really an all-around hitting performance. In the top of the second, though, they scored three runs, and it was all on homers as the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Gunnar Myro misses on the dirt for ball number one. And in the second, it was back-to-back home runs from Madden Acco and Andre Madunio to put the Rafters up 6-2. But just there in the bottom of the second, another two runs came across for the Rivets. Makes it a 6-4 ball game as the breaking ball misses inside to Gunnar Myro, a 2-0 count. And, well, Seth Spencer, still not a bad game from him. He's allowed four runs, but only two of them have been earned so far. 2-0 count coming home. It misses inside for ball number three, a 3-0 count. Myro, the center fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Runner on first base is Pat Costin. And Costin, not too many stolen bases on the season. Pitch coming home. It's right at the knees for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Looking at Costin's stolen base numbers, he has just the one on the season. Pitch is grounded over towards the right side of the infield, and that gets on by the first baseman into right field. Another single for the Rafters. It's back-to-back hits as they are really able to find their stuff against Aiden Adam. Bottom of the order coming through. That's back-to-back base runners on for Wisconsin Rapids, and it brings us to the nine-hole batter, Royce Clayton Jr., with nobody out and runners on first and second. In the top of the third inning, 6-4, Rafters lead. Top of the third, and on second, it's Pat Costin. On first, it's Gunnar Myro as the first pitch to Clayton Jr. misses low for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and Clayton, right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup out there. And Adams, you look at his numbers this season and really looking for a good one here, but on the year for him, it's also been a struggle. That pitch missing low and outside. It's a 2-0 count. Adams has only appeared in two games. He's made one start, has an 18.9 ERA entering this game. It's going to go up a little bit. He's from St. Cloud and Tarleton State. Pitch comes home. It's high for ball number three. 3-0 to Clayton. And Adams, he pitched for the St. Cloud Rocks back in 2022. Went 37 innings for them across 14 games with a 5.5 ERA. This season has not been quite like that. 3-0 count, misses high for ball number four. The bases are loaded for the Rafters. Another key opportunity, and Royce Clayton Jr. draws the walk and already had a pitching change. You were really hoping for Aiden Adam to be able to go a little bit more than what he's been able to do so far. His last time out, he went an inning and a third. He has an off-speed that drops right in there as Hiroto Kobayashi is back up for the third time today. Third time through the order, it's the top of the third inning. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, takes this pitch low for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Adams threw 22 pitches back in the second inning, but got out of that inning relatively efficiently outside of the runs being scored. 1-1 count is fouled off by Kobayashi to bring the count 1-2, and here in this inning so far, the Rafters been working the count a little bit. Miro saw 5 pitches, 4 pitches and a walk from Clayton. Still no outs recorded, and the bases are loaded. 1-2 count coming home. It's a breaking ball that misses low and in the dirt. 2-2 the count, and that curveball had a ton of drop to it. So you got to make sure that it's located well, but if it is, that's going to be one nasty pitch. 2-2 count on the way from the lefty, and it's fouled off and just barely able to hang on. Kobayashi was way late on that swing, but hey, he did enough to stay alive. So he'll see pitch number 6 coming up here. It's a 2-2 count with the bases loaded. Rafters up 6-4 in the top of the third. Here's the pitch from Adams, and it's high, but Hiroto Kobayashi elevates to make contact with it and foul it away once again. That one was way above the strike zone, and not sure how Kobayashi managed to make contact with that one. But he's got good hand-eye coordination as this one misses low for ball number 3. Kobayashi thought that was ball number 4. He was ready to walk down to first base. Realizes, oh, wait, it was a 2-2 count. Now steps back in. It's 3-2. Pitch number 8 coming up from Aiden Adams. He leans back, now fires home. It's a swing and a foul tip for strike number 3. Kobayashi can't quite work it for his third time on base, and it brings up Mason Onyade to the plate. But before that, a mound visit from the Rivets as they will talk things over with Aiden Adams. Not sure if this is going to pull him from the game, but they kind of need pitchers to go as long as they can right now with the fact that they've already gone to the bullpen after just one inning pitched from Danny Cercello. And Adams, his last time out, he allowed 4 runs. 3 were earned against Battle Creek. That was on the road and one that was a close one-run loss. And in that game, Adams had issued 3 walks, allowing 2 hits. Back against Madison on June 17th, that was his debut. He went 2 innings, allowed 4 runs. All 4 were earned on 5 hits and 3 walks. Pitch coming home to Onyade. He swung early on that and misses it as it goes to an 0-1 count. Onyade up for the third time today, and he's been a rather surprising 0-2 from the plate. Flew out to left field back in the second. He struck out looking back in the first. Comes up with the bases loaded and 1 out in the top of the third inning. 2-run Rafters lead. The fastball misses outside, and it's a 1-1 count. Onyade likes to play disciplined. However, he's been swinging earlier and earlier in counts as the season has kind of progressed. That's what I felt like, at least. 1-1 count. He's held off on the swing so far. 1-1 count. It's high for ball number 2. 2-1. And that time, the breaking ball almost dropped in there, but the break came too late. On deck, it's Madden Acco and Andre Madunio, who have reached base a total of 4 times in 4 plate appearances between the two of them. And that included 3 hits, 2 homers. This one is ripped over the head of the leaping second baseman and into center field. Here comes one run. Here comes another as Onyade is racing for second. And somehow he's able to get that one into a double. 2 RBIs for Mason Onyade. And it's now 8-4, Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the third. And another big-time pickup for the Rafters. It's Onyade, who had a crazy week last week. He had 15 RBIs from last Saturday up through yesterday. And, man, I mean, he was dominant. 15 RBIs in 6 days, and now he picks up another 2 here as he gets back on the RBI column, and, well, a pitching change coming for the Rivets, which means that we're going to head to a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be more Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And the Rafters will be seeing Madden Ako step up to the plate after the two RBI double from Mason Oñate back here earlier in the top of the third. The new pitcher into the game for the Rockford Rivets replaces Aiden Adams. Adams ended up his night going 1 1/3 innings. He allowed 5 runs. All 5 were earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. No wild pitches, no hit batters. 11 total batters faced and 44 pitches thrown from Adams. So he hands it off as the new right-hander who throws sidearm takes the mound, and the first pitch misses low for ball number 1. It's a 1-0 count. And Ako, the right-handed hitter at the plate. It's a righty-righty matchup. Swings and misses at strike number 1, a 1-1 count. And always interesting when you face these players with different arm slots. You know, how are these batters going to adjust to it? It's Jake Gibson on the mound for the Rivets. And Gibson coming into the game here from Daytona State Community College. That pitch misses outside. It's now a 2-1 count. And Ako, he is up for the third time today. He's reached both times. One of them was on a home run. One of them was on a walk. That's 3 true outcomes. 2-1 count. It's high for ball number 3. And Ako comes from Fordham University where, man, he had a much improved season and continued to show signs of moving towards the right direction. Division I college, and 3-1 count comes home. This one is popped up towards shallow center field. It's dying, though, and dropping, but it'll be the left fielder who makes the catch. Throw comes home. It's cut off at the mound and maybe could have made it all the way back there. And it will allow the Rafters to move the runner from second, Oñate, forward as well. So a sacrifice fly from Madden Ako ends up in the hands of Jace Blaylock. And Blaylock made a great throw from left, but it was cut off on the mound and allowed the run to score. And on that, Oñate took off for third base. So it's now another 3-run inning for the Rafters. It's 9-4 in the top of the third. The Rafters have scored 3 runs in every inning so far, and the Rivets 2 runs. Right-hander Andre Meduño at the plate takes the first pitch inside for ball number 1, and Meduño up for the third time today. He's already got 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored, and 2 hits. One of those hits was a homer. The other one was a single. A 1-0 count on the way comes home, and it is behind Meduño, who jumps in front in order for it to miss him just behind his legs. Now a 2-0 count, and Madunio, the right-handed hitting designated hitter, taking on Jake Gibson. And Madunio was one of those two as part of the back-to-back homers in the second inning. 2-0 count comes home. It's a grounder towards the third base side of things. He'll try and race it out at first, but the throw comes in and beats him in time for out number three. So a 5-3 put out, and it ends the third inning. The Rafters, though, three more runs on the three hits, and there were no errors in the inning with one runner left on base. It's 9-4 Wisconsin Rapids. We hit the bottom of the third here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Seth Spencer is still working on the mound for the Rafters as he gets up to work against the right-handed hitting Cade Climie in the bottom of the third, who rips it right over to third base, caught out of the air by Jack Guerrero on the line for out number one. One up, one down in the bottom of the third inning. Rafters leading 9-4. And Seth Spencer, he's allowed four runs, but only two of them earned over this part of the game. And brings up Tommy Townsend to the plate, the left-handed hitting right fielder for the Rivets. It's a lefty-lefty matchup as the first pitch misses low for ball number one. Townsend up for the second time today. He singled back in the first inning. It was an RBI that ended up sending home Jace Blaylock as the 1-0 misses well outside to bring it 2-0. And Connor Cunningham is on deck. He is also due up this inning. Before that, Spencer going to try and deal with Townsend. This pitch is a little low to bring it 3-0. And Spencer had retired his last three batters in a row on just five pitches, but facing a little bit more trouble here with his location. He throws a strike right down the middle to make it a 3-1 count. And during those previous three batters, all five pitches were strikes. He hadn't thrown a ball since earlier in the second inning, prior to Tate Shimao's plate appearance, back against the number one man in the batting order. Now we're at the number six. Back-to-back strikes there, though, make it a 3-2 count. Townsend has to swing to protect. Spencer trying to work his way back. 3-2, it is upstairs for ball number four. And a one-out walk to Tommy Townsend puts Connor Cunningham to the plate with a runner on first base. One out in the bottom of the third and a 9-4 Wisconsin Rapids lead. And Cunningham, the left-handed hitting shortstop. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Back in the first inning, Cunningham flew out to left field. He holds off on the swing on the first pitch as it misses high for ball number one. And Cunningham on the season, you look at some of his numbers this year for the Rivets as the 1-0 count comes in. Gets a swing and a miss. Brings the count 1-1 for Cunningham and enters today batting 2-for-9 in two games this season. One RBI, one walk. He struggled a little bit in his early appearances. Pickoff attempt back to first base. Keeps Tommy Townsend on the bag and no tag applied by Matanaco. Akko at first, Parker on second, Onyade at short, and at third, Jack Guerrero. Runner on first base is Tommy Townsend. He got another pickoff attempt his way. 1-1 count coming home. It is a little outside to make it a 2-1 count. And on deck, A.J. Malzone, who singled back in that second inning. 2-1 count, another pickoff attempt back to first base. So taking plenty of time here as Spencer's making sure nobody takes off. That was one of the big deals about yesterday's game as his pitch misses high for ball number three, even though the Rafters did allow a few base runners throughout the games between both Tristan Krusenberry and Jeremy Jones. They didn't allow him to take off. No stolen bases allowed against Lakeshore. Big swing and a miss from Cunningham. Makes it now a 3-2 count. And so with the pickoff attempts here from Spencer, he's making sure that Townsend doesn't try and swipe any extra bags. And pitch coming home, once again, is fouled away by Cunningham. Keeps the count 3-2. It's not been much of a stealing season for Rockford, just 58 stolen bases through their 25 games. 3-2 count on the way home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number three, and it's the second out of the third inning. Third strikeout of the game for Seth Spencer, and it brings up A.J. Malzone with a runner on first base and two outs in the bottom of the third inning. And I will say, the Rafters have been really good at picking up some double plays as of late. They had a season-high 4 double plays in the game yesterday. Big swing and a miss from A.J. Malzone brings the count 0-1. They did miss an attempt at a double play earlier today. But generally, it seems like the defense has been going in the right direction. 0-1 count to A.J. Malzone. Another pickoff attempt back to first. Keeps Tommy Townsend on the bag. And Townsend on the season, he's played in 18 games, and he's stolen just one base. He's been on a few times as the pitch here to Malzone is a ball called low to make it 1-1. And Malzone, left-handed hitting catcher, he's up for the second time today. He singled back in the second inning and came around to score on Forbes' RBI double. That pitch is in there for a strike, makes it a 1-2 count. And Malzone hoping to make something happen here on the season. He's batting .239 entering today. Runner on first with the 1-2 count. This one is hit high in the air towards left center field. On the run back at the warning track, and it bounces off of it. It's picked up by the center fielder, Miro, who will throw it in over to Onyade, but the runner will still come around to score. It's an RBI double for A.J. Malzone, and the Rockford offense, despite the deficit, they keep hitting. And that RBI, the first RBI of the game for Malzone, and it sent home Tommy Townsend. Brings up Jackson Forbes to the plate with two outs and a runner on second. Mike Spears coming out here to talk with Seth Spencer. And Spencer has not had his most dominant game ever, to say the least. 5 runs allowed, 3 of them earned through 2 2/3 now. But he still has issued just one walk. And that was earlier in this inning. It is something that you got to talk to him about, and a good chance to get to calm him down a little bit and make sure he's feeling his stuff. So Mike Spears now headed back to the dugout. And earlier in the start of the season when the Rafters were really struggling with control, Mike Spears wasn't quite here yet, as he wasn't initially actually planning on returning to the rafters. But after Ziggy was hired, he said, you know what? Let's run it back. But he had already made plans prior to the start of the season. Said, all right, I'm going to be here a little bit late, but I'll be good to go as this one is hit over towards second. Parker is there. He picks it up. He tosses it over to first and in there in time for out number three. But one run did come across for Rockford. It's the first time they didn't score two runs in an inning. One run on the one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. It's 9-5 Rafters as we hit the fourth inning here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1328.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
I'm wondering which way I should turn my head right now. Should I turn right? Should I turn left? Which way would make it look like a normal arm slot from Jake Gibson? I don't know. Trying to figure it out before we start this inning. Gibson back on the mound for the Rockford Rivets. He is a sidearm hurler, a right-hander, but really throws it from below the waist. It's kind of like a softball thrown away. Obviously, you don't come up with the pitch from up top, and you don't bring it all on down, but it's interesting. And well, funnily enough, Tom Zaglowski, the manager for the Rafters, Ziggy, he's also a sidearmer himself. Which is always fun to get to talk about, you know, how that actually works and what the differences are between that and a overhand pitcher, and different arm slots always make it a little bit different to adjust to. And Eric Parker will lead off the top of the fourth inning for the Rafters. It'll be Parker, Guerrero, and Costin due up as the first pitch is in there for strike number one. It's the 5-6-7 batters in the order. Parker up for the third time today. He's struggled at the plate so far, 0-for-2 in the game, and trying to keep his on-base streak alive. The 0-1 count misses low to bring it 1-1, and just an on-base machine, always working onto the base paths. It's been a huge part of this Rafters team. 500 OBP as this one misses outside for ball number two, a 2-1 count coming home, and Parker has just been great offensively and really trying to show that here, but two strikeouts has not been his best effort so far. 2-1 count with nobody on in the top of the fourth. This one's hit towards right field, and there he goes. Just needs the one bit of contact to get him on, and he picks up the leadoff single in the top of the fourth off of Jake Gibson. Just had to wait for his pitch, and he saw it, sent it into right. Brings up Jack Guerrero to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. 9-5 Wisconsin Rapids. Guerrero, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. And Parker, a quick runner on first. He's taking off. The throw coming down from behind the plate. It's there in time. Did they get the tag? No, they didn't. Parker able to slide around it and avoid the tag as he is in with a stolen base. And a big pickup there puts the runner into scoring position, and that's another steal for Eric Parker. And he might even try and take off for third right here, the way that things have been going for him when it comes to stolen bases. Pitch comes in, but it misses high for ball number one. It feels like Parker, every time he's on the base paths, is trying to steal the base. He has now 8 stolen bases on the season, but he has been caught 3 times. So a 2-0 count to Jack Guerrero. Runner on second with nobody out. Parker waiting for his time to take off, and he will hold as the pitch comes in and misses low for ball number 3 to Guerrero. 3-0 the count. Costin on deck, but Guerrero just hoping to get on base any way that he can. He is 1-for-2 in the game. Guerrero singled back in the first inning, and it was an RBI. This pitch is on the lower part of the zone for strike number 1. Guerrero had turned and started walking down towards first, but I think maybe a little more to try and sell the call that it was low than it was himself actually believing it, because he turned around immediately and stepped back into the batter's box. It's a 3-1 count with the runner on second. Pitch coming home to Guerrero, and it's ripped foul down the left field line to bring the count full. So Guerrero fighting up there at the plate, and a good comeback from Jake Gibson after falling behind 3-0 on the count. And Parker over there on second base, he's stolen third just 2 times this season, but he also was a little bit of a later arrival, as Georgia, of course, made the NCAA postseason. 3-2 count coming home. It's off the end of the bat towards shortstop. Picked up. It'll be a quick throw, but it does beat him to the base. And so Guerrero grounds into the 6-3 putout as Eric Parker moves over to third base. So it is a productive out from Guerrero, but now one away and a runner on third base in the top of the fourth. Rafters already up 9-5. Pat Costin, the left-handed hitting catcher, up at the plate for the Rafters, trying to keep the offense rolling along. They've seen at least six batters every single inning so far, as this pitch is a little outside for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. Costin is 1-for-2 in the game. He singled back in the third inning and reached on an error in the first. Pitch coming home, it's fouled back. Bring the count 1-1. And Costin has continued looking better and better as the season continues. And that's huge for the Rafters, as they're really looking forward to his progression through the year. Him, along with Nick Adrian, didn't have any collegiate experience, in game at least, as this one is ripped over towards second and gets on by just past the glove of second baseman Tate Shamau into right field, and it's going to be a hit that ends up bringing home a run, an RBI, a single from Pat Costin, his second hit of the game, and Costin stays hot. Parker came home to score. It's now 10-5 Rafters in the top of the fourth. First RBI of the game for Pat Costin, and it brings up Gunnar Myro to the plate with a runner on first base and one out in the top of the fourth. Jake Gibson looks back towards first base, now brings it home, and the pitch misses inside for ball number 1. Gunnar Myro, he had been in a bit of a cold spell as of late, but he's reached base twice to start off this game in his 2 plate appearances so far. 1-0 count coming home. It's an off-speed that Myro's able to foul back into the netting. 1-1 count. And runner on first base is Costin, and I've talked about him a little bit. Only 1 stolen base on the season. Not too much of a threat to take off, but we'll advance on wild pitches and past balls, as this one is hit towards right field by Myro, but a fly ball that should be caught, and it is, by Tommy Townsend for out number 2. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with a runner on first. and two away in the top of the fourth inning, 10-5 Rafters. Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder, trying to keep the Rafters' streak of three runs an inning alive. They scored three runs in the first, the second, and the third, but only one run in the fourth so far. Pitch comes home, and this one is ripped towards right center field, and that gets down for a hit. Rounding second, Costin is headed for third. The throw coming in, it's cut off by the second baseman, so it's a single from Royce Clayton Jr., third hit of the inning for the Rafters. And they now have 10 hits on the game through just four innings. Great offensive stuff that we've seen so far as a team. Their season high is 16. They're on pace to break that. Clayton on first. Costin is on third. Still 10-5 in the top of the fourth, and back to the top of the order as Hiroto Kobayashi leads off, takes the first pitch on the inside edge for strike number one. Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, he is the only Rafter without a hit in the game so far, but he's reached base twice thanks to a pair of walks. 0-1 count, runner taking off from first. It's outside, and Clayton is in with his stolen base. Clayton over to second. And it is now a 1-1 count for Kobayashi. Runners on second and third with two away, and Kobayashi takes this pitch for strike number two. And, well, it would be just poetic for Kobayashi to pick up his first hit of the game and finish off the infinity gauntlet for the Rafters of everyone having a hit. And also, single would end up scoring two runs and bring it back to a three-run inning. So it just makes sense as that one misses low and away. It's a 2-2 count. I'm trying to reason with the patterns and fate to allow a run to score here. I guess we'll see. Kobayashi trying to make it happen. It's a 2-2 count with two away. Runners on second and third. In the top of the fourth, pitch comes home. It's high, but Kobayashi is able to make contact with it. Foul it away, and he'll redo the 2-2 count. And he had hit a similar pitch to that back in the third inning. He worked an 8-pitch plate appearance in the third before striking out. Really helpful for working these pitch counts so high. 2-2 count, and stepping off of the mound, Jake Gibson making sure that he's all set to go. Kobayashi will see pitch number 6 of the plate appearance here. Either try and fight to stay alive or put one into play as this pitch is hit towards right field, going back into center field, and it is caught on the run by Harrison Bowman for out number 3. So the Rafters do not score. They are 3 runs, only 1 run, but hey, you know what? I'll take a run. 1 run on 3 hits. There were no errors, and there were 2 left on base. It is 10-5 Wisconsin Rapids. We hit the bottom of the fourth. This is WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
And the Raptors getting ready to go defensively here. Seth Spencer still dealing on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids as the Raptors are up 10-5 in the bottom of the fourth. The first pitch misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Harrison Bowman leading off. It's Bowman, Shamal, and Wade. That's who's due up in the inning. It's the top of the card as that pitch again misses low. 2-0 count. And Spencer, he entered the inning at 64 pitches. Hasn't been the start that he's been looking for, but hoping to end it on a good note as this pitch is taken low for ball number three, a 3-0 count. And Tate Shamal is on deck as the 3-0 is in there for strike number one, a 3-1 count. The Raptors put up one run in the fourth inning thanks to the RBI single from Pat Costin. In the third inning, they had a 2-RBI double from Onyade and an RBI sac fly after that as this one is hit high in the air towards deep right center field. Turning at the wall, it's over it and out of here. A solo shot from Harrison Bowman. He got all of that baseball sent out towards the right center field wall and over the extended part of it as well. Big time homer there, cuts it down to a four-run game. It's now 10-6, Raptors in the bottom of the fourth. Second RBI of the game for Harrison Bowman, and the home run there keeps the bases empty with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. The right-handed hitting second baseman, Tate Shamal, now up at the plate. Pitch on the way from Spencer is ripped towards center field, and that gets on down for a hit. Back-to-back hits from the Rivets, and Raptors are starting to get into a little bit of trouble. And, man, the Raptors' offense has looked great all game, but the Rivets just not going away. They keep fighting here at home, trying to give off a good show in front of their home faithful. 10-6 ball game, and Ty Wade stepping up to the plate. Right-handed hitting first baseman swings and misses at the first pitch to bring the count 0-1. And Wade 0-2 with two strikeouts. Trying not to do it for a third time. He shows bunt but takes the pitch low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And Wade just trying to move that runner over towards second, and a little bit of small ball here. A little bit surprising as Wade on the season, he's batting 200. This pitch misses low for ball number two, and that was entering today. It's going to be a little bit lower after the 0-2 start to the game so far. Got six RBIs and two home runs, though, as a pickoff attempt back to first. Just keeps Shamal on the bag, and Shamal was talked about earlier when he was on. He's not too big of a base stealer. Swing and a miss from Wade brings the count 2-2. And Spencer trying to pick up his fourth strikeout of the game. He's already got three of them. Hoping to keep the runner on first base. It's a 2-2 count with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch coming from Spencer, it's high and outside for ball number three, a 3-2 count. And Jace Blaylock is on deck. But Spencer hoping to at least face him with one out. Trying to get through four innings. Pitch coming home. It's fouled off by Wade. And Rafters still up four runs, but man, it's just the way that the offense has been going. You really hope now you're up by a little bit more than you are. 3-2 count on the way. Runner still on first base. Pitch comes home. It is high for ball number four. And Tate Shamau over to second base. Ty Wade over on first. That's three straight batters who have reached base for the Rivets. And it brings up Jace Blaylock. But before that, a mound visit, and that is going to do it for Seth Spencer's day. New pitcher coming in for the Rafters as they are going to turn to the bullpen here as Ashton Poole will come into the game. And Poole checking in, hoping to turn things around, but we are going to take a break before we go in depth about him. This is Rafters baseball. It's 10-6 in the bottom of the sixth, bottom of the fourth here from Rockford. We'll be back after this. This is WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And as I mentioned, Ashton Poole into the game. He is the new pitcher for the Rafters. He takes over for Seth Spencer after Spencer ended up going three complete innings before he was taken out and faced a little bit of trouble here in the fourth inning and already allowed the leadoff home run before a single and a walk back-to-back. So that hands it off to Ashton Poole, who is had an up-and-down season. His last outing was not a good one, but prior to that, he had been on a real hot streak as a runner on first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. This one is hit high in the air towards left field. Going back at the warning track, Clayton is there, and at the wall, he makes the catch. Throw comes on in and makes sure that the runner on first stays, although the runner from second advances off to third, and that thing may be a little bit lower of a launch angle. It would have gotten out of here, and well, that is out number one here in the fourth inning. A flyout from Jace Blaylock as Tate Shamau advanced over to third base. And it brings up Cade Climie to the plate, the right-handed hitting designated hitter. It's a righty-righty matchup with runners on first and third. First pitch is taken high for ball number one. Rafters still up 10-6 in the bottom of the fourth inning, but the Rivets have at least evened the Rafters' score. Rafters had outscored the Rivets in each of the first three innings. 1-0 count, misses low for ball number two, but now here in the fourth, both teams have scored one run. The Rivets hoping to make it more. It's a 2-0 count to Cade Climie. Poole hoping to find his stride. 2-0 count coming home. It's high for ball number three. And you go back to that game against Madison. That was his last time out where he really struggled. He did not record an out and walked three batters, allowing one hit. The one hit, a grand slam to give the lead by one run to the Mallards. 3-0 count is ripped down the third base line and stays fair. So it will be an RBI for Cade Climie. Racing for third base is Ty Wade, and on second is Cade Climie. RBI double for the designated hitter. And it makes it a 10-7 game in the bottom of the fourth. Rafters just can't quite deal with the rivets right now. Well, at the very least, I guess you could call this game riveting. It's 10-7. Runners on second and third, and one away in the bottom of the fourth. Left-handed hitting right fielder Tommy Townsend at the plate takes the first pitch for strike number one. It's an 0-1 count, and Tom Townsend up for the third time today. He is 1-for-1 with a run and an RBI. His last time up, he drew a walk that he came around to score on. Breaking ball misses high to bring the count 1-1. One out in the bottom of the fourth. Tying runner at the plate. And Rockford, after trailing 10-5 earlier, this one is hit towards right center field and gets down for a hit. It'll score two runs, and both of them RBIs for Tommy Townsend. This game is now just one run apart. 10-9 in the bottom of the fourth. A four-run spot from Rockford has them right back in it. And the Rafters pitching just can't quite figure it out right now. Offense has been no problem for the Rafters today, but that's Spencer's start not going the way that he had imagined, and Ashton Poole coming in relief hasn't gone his way either. At the plate, Connor Cunningham takes the first pitch low for ball number one. He showed bunt on it, but pulled back just in time. And it's really just been an up-and-down season for Ashton Poole. Right now, it's on one of the downward parts, as that one is in there for strike number one. Brings the count 1-1. And Poole really just trying to work out of the jam that he's in, not allowing the tying runner. The tying runner's on first. The go-ahead runner is now at the plate. 2-1 count as it misses low. Cunningham up for the third time today. He is 0-for-2. He struck out swinging back in the third inning, and he flew out towards left field in the first. 2-1 count on the way home. It's a breaking ball that drops in there for strike number two. Good pitch from Poole, and he's hoping it'll give him some confidence. And on the season, Poole has been a very pitch-to-contact guy. Not too many strikeouts on the year, but really, it's dependent on whether he's walked batters or not, as this one is fouled back. Brings the count 2-2. I mean, he's allowed a lot of hits, but the hits really hurt him the most when he allows walks. So far today, no walks for him, but there is only so many hits that you can allow. 2-2 count, breaking ball high for ball number three. It's now a 3-2 count. Pitch number seven on the way to Cunningham, and the left-handed hitting shortstop hoping to get the better of the righty on the mound. Tommy Townsend still over on first base. And a 3-2 count on the way. It is ripped down the right field line, dropping towards the line, and it stays fair. It bounces over the wall, though. So it's a ground rule double as Townsend is forced to stay at third base. He probably would have been around to score if it had taken a hop off the wall, but instead, it puts runners on second and third with one out in the bottom of the fourth. Rockford, the go-ahead run at second base. And the way that things have gone here, the Rivets are really trying to make this comeback count as a fly ball is sent towards right field. It might be shallow, deep enough to score the run. Kobayashi's there. He'll throw it home, and it is a good enough throw to keep the runner on third. No sack fly, and a big play there to get the out. A.J. Malzone saw one pitch, thought it was good enough, not quite deep enough into the outfield to send the runner home. Stays a 10-9 game, and it brings up Jackson Forbes to the plate with two outs and runners on second and third. A one-run Rafters lead. A run has been scored in every half inning so far. We're almost 2 hours into this game and only four innings of action. Pitch coming home. It's a breaking ball that misses, and it gets away from Costa to the backstop. Here comes a run, and we are tied at 10. It is 10-10 in the bottom of the fourth, a passed ball from Pat Costin, and it sends both runners 90 feet forward. Tommy Townsend on home to score, and Cooper Cunningham now on third base. And that's the go-ahead runner at third base. The Rafters led 10-5 in the middle of the fourth inning. Now the 10-10 game, the first pitch to Jackson Forbes is high for ball number one. And Forbes, the left-handed hitting third baseman for the Rivets, he's up for the third time today. He's taken on Ashton Poole for the first time. 2-0 count. This one is hit high in the air towards right field. On the run, Kobayashi, he'll let Miro make the catch, though, and Miro comes down with it for out number three. But five runs come across on the five hits. There were no errors in the inning and one left on base. It's 10-10. We hit the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And a new pitcher into the game for the Rivets as they will turn to Wagley, the left-handed pitcher who is looking to get things rolling in the right direction. And Wagley taking over for Jake Gibson. Gibson, he ended up going 1 2/3 innings, allowing one run. It was earned on three hits. There were no walks, no strikeouts, no hit batters, no wild pitches, and eight batters faced. He takes on the lefty at the plate, Mason Onyade. Left-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters. This first pitch is fouled off towards the Rockford dugout. Brings the count 0-1. And Onyade, Akko, and Madunio are due up. That's the 2-3-4 batters in the inning. Top of the fifth, it's tied 10-10 here in Rockford. lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch comes home. It misses low and goes all the way to the backstop after bouncing off of the dirt. And on the mound, Aiden Wagley, the left-hander from Excelsior College, senior from Aubrey, Texas. 1-1 count on the way. It is in there on the lower part of the zone for strike number two, popped out of the glove of Malzone. But now a 1-2 count to Onyade, who's looking to get on base for the second time today. And Onyade doubled his last time up. It was for two RBIs in the third. This one grounded down the third baseline and just foul. So once more, it'll be 1-2. And that two RBI double in the third inning was big for the Rafters. Every run at this point has been big, even though they haven't all felt the same. 1-2 count on the way. High chopper over to third. Picked up the throw across the diamond. It is in time as the 5-3 putout gets the first batter of the fifth inning. Rafters and Rivets are tied at 10 after a 5-run bottom of the fourth inning by the Rivets knotted things up. The Rafters had 3 runs in each of the first 3 innings before a 1-run